Welcome to a room filled with legends to lock it in one more time on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Pete and Sam, how are we doing this morning, gentlemen?
Oh, mate, very well. Not bad. Another round of footy about to approach. So happy days.
We're up to round eight. The season is almost one third through. But let's have a look back at round seven.
Last time on Lock It In.
It's going to be the Newcastle Knights.
Oh,
I'm going to see them bounce back at McDonald Jones Stadium in Parramatta after that demoralising defeat against a worthless NRL team on the weekend.
Okay, well,
yeah, they're going to suffer again at the hands of the Knights this week.
I'm going to do something that I really don't enjoy doing. I have to rely on a team that I've have found over the last few years to be totally unreliable. But at the moment, it seems weird that they would lose two in a row. So we've got a lock-off, my friend. Parramatta to defeat the Newcastle Knights.
It's on. It's on like Donkey Kong.
We can have a repeat of last week, right? I'm going to back the West Tigers taking on the Rabbitohs.
Can we all just stop for a moment while Sammy does a lap of victory around the 2&M studio this morning? Please. That's three on the trot for you.
I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling good, you know.
Wow. I've really got to lift my
bad
game.
Start,
yeah, you do.
And
on top of that, you actually did get your wish. It was a repeat of the week before where a field goal defeated the teams at the end of the game.
I know. What can I say?
How are you feeling as a West Tigers fan? Two victories.
Never doubt him for a second.
It was all part of the master plan.
Now, Mr. Holland.
Hi, I believe
there was a lock-off involved.
There was. So, I don't remember anything.
Sam, the two beers that you owe Pete, if you could drop them with my two beers that you owe me, and I'll have four beers. Thank you very much.
Please drink responsibly.
And gamble that way as well. So let's have a look at round eight. Sam, because you are in fine form, you can lead off today.
Thank
Who you,
you
got?
I think I'm going to go with the Eagles beating the Rabbitohs, you know.
You want to sink the boot into the Bunnies.
I think so. I think so. They played terribly last weekend against the Mighty Tigers. The Eagles, they didn't play too bad. They didn't show up the first half.
They had 30 put on them in the first half.
By a very, very strong
Cronulla side.
Shark side. But I don't think the Rabbitohs have the firepower to do that. I think the Eagles will beat them nice and easily.
Okay, I'm not too sure about that one. I did look at it. I just figured the Bunnies are going to be absolutely devastated and will respond Parramatta-like after their loss to the Tigers. Not enough for me to pick them, but you've locked in the Eagles.
I've locked in the Eagles.
See, I thought he was about to lock off then.
Yeah.
You could have won your four beers back.
It's all part bad of the luck. Tease. Not on that game you won't, my friend. Pete, who have you locked in this week?
Well, look, it's an absolute rort, this setup of lock it in. I'm not allowed to tip the Panthers.
The rule is you can't tip the Panthers until they lose a game this year.
They're not going to lose a game.
So enjoy that.
Yep.
22 rounds plus final series undefeated premiers.
At the very most, I will say you can pick the Panthers, but you've got to give the Titans 30 points.
Ooh.
30 points start.
No, because because the Titans...
Obviously not that confident.
...do us a little bit of trouble every now and then. But look, I said the Knights last week were going to bounce back.
Oh,
the only thing they got bounced was around the stadium.
Yeah.
They're absolutely pathetic. I'm going to rate them with the Tigers, and that's why I'm going to go St. George.
What do you mean?
That's a roundabout. He's going to sink the boot in.
We
the
beat
Tigers cannot win three in a row. The Dragons, I like them.
We beat. We beat two quality teams in the top eight. But the Dragons
took
gonna be
it
a
way
walk in
too
the park.
Easy on a rubbish team.
It's going to be a walk in the park.
Would you like to change yours to a lock off?
No.
There's confidence in your team.
The smell of confidence. And speaking of confidence, I have absolutely none in mind this week. But I've got to say the Warriors got touched up by the Melbourne Storm last week. I don't know if a team can come back from that. I expect a bit of professional pride. But if the Raiders were ever going to win a game this year, it should be against the Warriors at Redcliffe. So I'm with no confidence picking the Canberra Raiders to win this week. That's my tepid lock.
Will the Raiders find it too warm at Redcliffe?
Quite possibly. As soon as they get on the field these days, they find it too warm.
What do you think of the Viking clap?
I thought that was highly disrespectful.
Oh, please.
We never did anything like that to the Panthers.
Isn't it funny? Like, you go to a game, doesn't matter what ground you're at, teams will get booed if they're at an away ground. Constantly, nothing ever written. Just because a few people stand up, do a little bit of a clap for a bit of fun, And everyone wants to cry.
But it's always been a bit of a disrespectful thing. Mick Ennis did it many years ago as well. And he got ridiculed.
If you would like to replicate the likes of Michael Ennis, well, I'll leave that to you and your guy.
Absolute champion, that bloke.
Yeah. Oh, please.
Let's turn the microphone off and see what Pete really thinks. Gentlemen, thank you very much.
All right.